From Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge, this is Practice Patience in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. Most readers never saw the library's back room. It was a secret place. You had to know just where to look. You walked past the shelves of shiny new books. You turned left at a marble bowl of dried orange peels. Then you slipped through a heavy green curtain, older than anyone there. The room inside was quiet and smelled of cedar and apples. Lamps cast a low, warm light on rows of narrow shelves. And on every shelf, a small handwritten card said one word, waiting. This was Practice Patience's room. Practice Patience was a tiny woman who looked, depending on the light, somewhere between 50 and 300 years old. She moved like a turtle. She read each word like it was precious. She drank her tea so slowly it was always cold. But she never rushed, and she never, ever apologized for being slow. That was the first thing most kids noticed. The first time Maya met her, she was buzzing like a trapped bee. She had just crushed a worksheet on equivalent fractions. Her brain felt like it was sparkling. She needed a harder problem, right now, the next one. At age 10, Maya was positive that next was the best word ever invented. Alcuin took her hand. He led her past the orange peels and through the green curtain. "This is Practice Patience," Alcuin said. "She's going to keep your fraction problem for a while."
Keep it for what? For later. Maybe 3 weeks, maybe a month. We're going to come back to it. 3 weeks? Maya stared at the tiny old woman. A hot, prickly feeling crawled up her neck. It felt like every rule in the world was breaking at once. It felt unfair. She wanted to do the next problem now, not in 3 weeks. That was forever. Practice Patience just nodded slowly. She took the worksheet from Alcuin. She placed it on a low shelf with a little card. The card read, "Maya, equivalent fractions, 3 weeks." "Why?" Maya demanded. Her voice was louder than she meant it to be. Practice Patience leaned in. Her voice was a quiet whisper. "Because the version of you who comes back in 3 weeks will know things that today you doesn't, and the problem will teach you what those things are." Maya stared. What did that even mean? A different version of her? It sounded like nonsense. A hot ball of anger grew in her stomach. Without another word, she turned around. She stomped right back through the curtain. The heavy fabric swung shut behind her. 3 weeks later, rain drummed against the library windows. Alcuin tapped Maya on the shoulder. "Time to go back," he said. Maya trudged toward the green curtain. She felt a weird mix of nervous and grumpy. For 21 days, she had worked on other things. She added fractions with unlike denominators. She even multiplied a few. They were fine, but that first worksheet was a distant memory. Practice Patience was perched on a stool, watering a spiky cactus. She didn't look surprised to see Maya at all. She simply slid open a tiny wooden drawer. There was Maya's worksheet. It had the same pencil smudge in the corner. "It's been waiting," she said. Maya took the paper and went to her favorite reading chair. She stared at the first problem. It was the same question, the same numbers, but something was different. It was like her eyes had been updated. Suddenly, she didn't just see the answer. She understood why it was the answer. A hidden path in the problem lit up in her brain. She grabbed her pencil. She solved the first one, then the next, then all of them.
Her pencil flew across the page.
It was faster than the first time. She didn't even need to check her notes. A quiet, solid feeling settled in her chest. It was a feeling she hadn't known 3 weeks ago. When she walked back to the quiet room, practice patience was still watering that same cactus. "You were right," Maya admitted. Practice patience nodded, slow as a tide. "I usually am, not because I'm clever, because I'm patient. Those are different things." After that, the back room became one of Maya's favorite places. She would finish a tough worksheet, then she'd bring it straight to practice patience. "This one needs to wait," she'd say. Sometimes a problem waited for 2 weeks, sometimes a whole month. One day, practice patience might tap a dusty worksheet. "This one's ready," she'd murmur. "The you who can see it has finally arrived." And sometimes, Maya would beg for a problem back early. "Not yet," practice patience would say, shaking her head. "2 more weeks, trust me." And Maya did. Once, late in the year, Maya solved a monster of a problem. She felt like she could fly. She wanted a new one, an even harder one, right away. She burst through the green curtain, practically vibrating. Practice patience was polishing a tiny brass bell. She didn't even look up. "Slow down," she said. Her voice was calm and steady. "The version of you who solved this is the one I want to keep, not the version that runs ahead." She pointed to a chair. "Sit. Drink some cold tea. Tell me what you noticed." So Maya sat. She drank the cold, bitter tea, and she told her everything. It was the best conversation of the entire year. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to practice patience. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.